broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby, live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No Doubt starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for February 20th in the year of our Lord, 2015. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founders. It's incredibly simple. We use the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America, as our guide. The checks and balances inspired by the Almighty, put in place by our founders. Brilliant. And that's why we don't need a revolution, but we do need a restitution. We do need a restoration, no doubt, of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. News the networks refuse to use starts now. And yes, my fellow Americans, it is a freedom-loving, fantastic, we're taking America back, one heart, one mind, one issue at a time. Friday, a quick recap of Thursday's broadcast brought to you in part by TetonSports.com. When you want indoor comfort outdoors when you're camping, do it right with TetonSports.com. Also in part brought to you by your scientifically backed free vigor test. How would you like to take a test and find out about your energy levels? How would you like to use natural health and healing solutions to improve those energy levels? You want to learn more and take the free test? Get a hold of Kurt Crosby. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com. 801-669-2211. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, LibertyRoundtable.com. 801-669-2211. Yesterday's broadcast, we talked about there was a Campaign for Liberty meeting last night. They're gearing up. They're battling in the Utah State Legislature. The legislative session is like 45 days long. We're right smack dab in the middle of it. So last night there was an update on that, as well as a lot of people getting involved for Solutions Organization on the ground for the next election cycle. We also talked about Inside Jeb Bush and his shock and awe launch. This is how we do it in the Jeb world is the point. It's crazy. Every single thing Bush does is calculated for, garnering funds and popularity for his next presidential aspirations. The Bush family, every move they make, you think that even when mom says, I don't think my son ought to run, there's just too many Bushes running, it was all calculated to encourage a run. GOP double-crossing traitors is the headline from Ann Coulter. That's her latest column. GOP double-crossing traitors, and boy, is she right on target on that one. A lot of times her headlines are salacious, in my opinion, designed to, I shouldn't say salacious, that's not the right word. They're very edgy and over the top to garner attention for Ann Coulter herself many times. But in this case, as we dig into the article, it is absolutely spot on. The Republicans, every time they lose power, they claim, golly gee, we lost our way. We didn't mean to, for heaven's sakes. I don't know what happened. We've changed. We've repented. We've mended our ways. We see the error of our ways. We're going to do better. And they promise, talk. And then when they get in office, well, all I can say is their headline nails it. GOP double-crossing traitors. They're not even talking about getting rid of Obamacare now. They're not even talking about abolishing the education department, something they've been promising my whole lifetime. Now they want to look into the IRS again. They did that last time the Republicans had control. Remember? Back in 96, with the freshman revolution, they had a big old to-do, we'll dig into the IRS. But nothing ever gets done. Government never downsizes or simplifies. In fact, the latest huge government creations are by Republicans. Look at Homeland Security, if you don't believe me. One of the most recent gargantuan government organizations you can imagine. In fact, not only one of the most, the largest, the most expensive, but also one of the most abusive towards the people. Every aspect of your life is managed, manipulated by Homeland Security. The Republicans also were the first state to get big government health care, Mitt Romney style, remember? They don't want to get rid of Obamacare. What they want to do is just make it, I don't know, whoever's Republican would get credit for it. Bush care? Christie care? Okay, they don't want to get rid of it. They just want to make it Republican flavored. GOP donors are now praising Jeb Bush for his stance on immigration. Well, the constituents, the people aren't. The people are saying you're off your rocker, Jeb. But there, again, becomes the rub. That's the breakdown. Hey, is Jeb Bush and these head politicians, these inside bureaucrats from both sides of the aisle, are they going to listen to their constituents or their sugar daddy money donation? Agenda-driven philanthropists, huh? That was all 1 hour of Liberty Roundtable Live. It's still archived at libertyroundtable.com. Second hour, we had on our guest, former Sheriff Richard Mack. Thank heavens he's doing better. He's starting to work, starting to speak. It's slow going, but he's working at it, folks. He's coming back from the heart attack. CSPOA.org, if you want to buy his books and videos and DVDs and a whole lot more, you can help him get back on his feet financially as well. If you really want to help us, go to GoFundMe.com/HelpSheriffMack. We're just above $12,000, marching on our way to 30 grand. Any penny would help. Would love your participation. Please do it today. CSPOA.org. We talked about an Indian bride marries wedding guest after her husband has an epileptic seizure during the ceremony. And I don't know what on earth is going on with that, but it's arranged marriages. Anyway, I guess the guy came back after having a seizure and they were celebrating the wedding to somebody else and he tried to make the bride to recant, but no. Anyway, they got all crazy and then eventually they say we were able to reconcile our differences there. Just strange stuff going on around the world everywhere. Rape allegations cripple Bill Cosby, but you know what? They don't even harm Bill Clinton. You don't believe me? There's a double standard of the mainstream press, huh? How do the rape allegations hurt Bill Cosby, a comedian? The allegations are beyond the statute of limitations and way old, unsubstantiated. They hurt this black, listen carefully to me, this black comedian, but they don't harm this white, quote, president of the United States at all, even though many of the rape allegations against Bill Clinton were not outside of the statute of limitations, and were very credible indeed. How is that? Well, this time they break their race narrative. Bill Cosby's an outsider and stands for conservative values, does he not? Bill Clinton, as liberal as they come and as insider status as they get, right? So why do the rape allegations stick on Bill Cosby and they don't even touch Bill Clinton, huh? What would you call that? The tale of two Bills? Just wondering. Trey Gowdy's in the news. He's a Republican, and he's standing up, and he says, by golly, we need a select committee to investigate the IRS. And Richard Mack and Kirk Cosby wisely double down and say, hey, man, what on earth are they going to investigate? They're going to come back and say, by golly, the IRS did some wrong, but don't worry, we put provisions in place so that it doesn't happen again. But there was no real evil intent to do wrongdoing. It was just kind of it ran off the rails, but don't worry, we got it back on target again. Is that what's going to happen? And we've investigated the IRS how many times over how long of a period of time? And we always come to the same conclusion. By golly, the IRS is evil and mean and horrible. But we couldn't run the government without it. Then they double down on that lie, don't they? All right, I guess HUD, that's the, what, urban development housing project funded by your taxes? $37 million paid out for deadbeats. I guess they were auditing the tenants. And I guess they were not meeting community service or work requirements, etc. But all you got to do is shut down HUD and you won't have a deadbeat problem. All you got to do is shut down the IRS, then you won't have a auditing problem or a select committee to investigate wrongdoing problem at all. Yeah, I guess they build a toughened seatbelt laws, calling it a first offense, so to speak. They can pull you over and fine you for not having your seatbelt on. That passed the House in Utah. It has not passed the Senate yet. And there's about 20-something days left in the legislative session. We pray the Senate doesn't take up this bill. It's horrible. It's unconstitutional. Let's all get out. Is wearing a seatbelt a good idea? Absolutely. Is forcing folks to wear a seatbelt? Well, it's unconstitutional and it violates your liberty. Big time. Well, it's all an emotionally charged issue, folks. And they say, we've had to balance liberty versus protecting lives. That's what they always say. But every time we have this continued march towards the violation of your freedom. If I don't want to wear a seatbelt, folks, the government shouldn't be able to fine me. Is it ill-advised? to just skip the seatbelt idea? Yeah. But the government to fine me, to charge me money, to put more money in the government coffers at my expense? I don't think so. Newsmax, you think it's a conservative news service, huh? Just like Fox News, they're both funding. I'm telling you right now, Newsmax and Fox News both funding the Clintons. Newsmax pledged $1 million to the Clinton Foundation. Did you know that? So much for a conservative news service, huh? Scott Walker to attend a dinner with Supply Ciders in New York. That's interesting as well. And that's a recap of Liberty Roundtable Live yesterday, available at libertyroundtable.com.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Hey, do you like raw honey? I'm telling you, it's some of the best tasting stuff I've ever had. Different flavors of honey, believe it or not, as well. Raw honey available now, shipped across the country by Kirk Crosby. You want to get a hold of him and talk about it and find the best flavors and have some shipped to your door? Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211, raw honey at your fingertips. Fantastic tasting. It's nutritious. It's delicious. I'm just telling you right now, you got to try it. And if you're a Give Me Liberty Fund member, ladies and gentlemen, you get even greater discounts on raw honey and on your printing. You want incredible deals on printing? Patriot Printers, ladies and gentlemen, Kurt Crosby will take care of that as well. And if you are a GiveMeLibertyFund.com member, he'll give you great discounts. GiveMeLibertyFund.com as well. All right, now, there's a headline that I just think is bogus, Kurt, and this is where the news always just, I don't know what you call it. Clout seeds the media with propaganda. All right? It's like rainmakers in the news kind of an idea, Kurt. And here's what happens. The headline says this. More states push back against Common Core, Daily Signal. Okay, more states push back against Common Core, Daily Signal. Common Core continues to be a top concern in the states. They say with Mississippi and Wisconsin being the latest states to distance themselves from the controversial standards. Mississippi, they say, is considering full repeal of the, quote, Common Core standards. Do you believe that, folks? I don't. State Senators Michael Watson and Angela, however you say her name, Berkson, or Angela Burks, introduced legislation to repeal the standards last month. And they say that they're going to end up with standards that are better, higher, and cleaner than the current Common Core standards. Anyway, this follows the governor's 2013 executive order affirming Mississippi's right to create their own educational standards. Now, Kurt, do you believe anything in this story?
I don't really know what to say when it comes to if I believe this story. Do I think they'll move the... get rid of the standards or these core, you know, stuff and go back to what? Private schooling and homeschooling and no more government schools. I think that's that would be a big stretch.
Yeah, and here's my problem with it, Kurt. I don't know if you know this, but the big push for Common Core was it wasn't created by the federal government, Kurt. It was created by the states. Remember this? Okay, Common Core was created by the states.
I thought Jeb Bush had a bunch to do with it.
Well, I don't know what you mean by had a bunch to do with it. He was a governor, Kurt.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah. So, yes, he did. You're right. And that's the point is well taken. So, is it really a federal program, Kurt? Are we in a situation where the states are now going, hey, the feds are out of control. We're rejecting this Common Core. Okay. First off, let's just be clear. The states created Common Core, not the Fed in the first place. Now, does it have federal implications and federal ties? Absolutely, just as, I'm going to suggest this, the states designed it, Kurt. And this state that says we're going to reject Common Core, here's my question for you. How did the state of Mississippi get Common Core in the first place, Kurt? They said they're going to repeal it. How do they get it in the first place if it's so awful? If the governor's so against it? If the executive order says we can do what we want, educationally speaking? If these senators and these reps and are all against it? If these states are that serious about getting rid of it, how do they get it in the first place, Kurt?
I think the main way they got it in the first place is the people, I guess you could say, were off watching ball games or something like that.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Didn't pay attention enough, and somehow it got passed and got in there.
But got passed by who? Where, Kurt?
By their elected representatives.
In their own state?
Know, somehow. Yeah.
And the governor just signed it while he was writing his executive order, or what?
I'm not sure. So many times these things, you know, like the Federal Reserve thing, they happen when, I guess, the average citizen is a little bit busy watching, I don't know, the grandkids or doing something else, and then you find yourself, you go, whoa, how did we get here, you know?
Yeah, good point. So I don't know in every state, ladies and gentlemen, every state's slightly different. But let's make no mistake, though. When the headline says, more states push back against Common Core, Daily Signal. Mississippi is considering a full repeal of the Common Core standards. My response is, it isn't true. The states are the ones that created Common Core in the first place. Certainly Common Core, for it to be enacted in a given state, must be approved by the state legislature. And certainly the governor had to have signed it at some point. This idea that they're all against it and they're going to repeal it and they're going to push back, who are they pushing back against, Kurt? Themselves? The feds?
What's really happening is a few, well, mommies a lot of times, or, you know, maybe some daddies are getting involved and going, hey, what in the world is this? And then they're, you know, getting, I guess, some friendly media or some other folks involved. And they call them activists, typically. And then, politicians start seeing the light when they feel the heat.
Well, maybe. You know? But I submit they're cloud-seeding stories of propaganda in the media here, Kurt. What's happening is then the Mississippi folks say, by golly, we're going to have a higher, cleaner, better standards in our own state. That doesn't mean we're going to get rid of it or we're going to repeal it or we're going to shut it down. What it means is you caught us hosing the people down on Common Core 1.0. We're going to create Common Core 2.0 ourselves. And we're going to even take government to a greater involvement / control / manipulation / indoctrination of education. Okay, they're not saying they're going to back away and simplify and shut down. Okay, they're the ones that created it and passed it in the first place. Now they act like they're so against it, but the seeds of destruction are in the story itself. They say we're going to create a higher, cleaner, better educational standard than even Common Core. So what that really means, if the state's created Common Core 1.0 and everybody's catching them at it and feels like it's horrible, then they're going to just create Common Core 2.0, Kurt. And they're going to jettison 1.0 because, by golly, it's horrible. Oh, it's awful. Oh, But, Kurt, they're not backing out of education at all. This story, in my humble opinion, is nothing but cloud seeding of propaganda. They're rainmakers for stories that promote their own agendas, and it's full of lies and deceit and manipulation. They're not backing out of education at all. In fact, they're doubling down. They're saying, whatever you think is wrong with Common Core 1, we'll jettison it, but we'll backdoor Common Core 2 and make it even worse. Or, in their way, better, more control. Mississippi is not considering full repeal of the Common Core standards. Even if they do repeal 1.0, trust you me, they're coming back with more abusive standards. But this idea that who are they pushing back against? Themselves? Anyway, it seems just preposterous to me on its face, Kurt. Speaking of on its face, did you hear about the guy that was punching himself in the face, Kurt?
You know, I saw, I think that was an email from you about some suspect.
This story is crazy. Mm-hmm. Suspect punches himself in the face over and over and over. I guess he was on tape and he didn't realize it. So he punches himself in the face over and over and over, and the cops are recording it. And then he blames the cops. NBC News. I mean, you can't make this stuff up, folks. A man repeatedly punched himself in the face before falsely accusing sheriff's deputies of assaulting him. It was his ploy to get out of jail. And what happened is, I guess the cops showed video that shows this guy punched himself in the face. So I guess his arguments that the cops did it fell apart, Kurt. He was unaware that he was being recorded, and there you have it. Now, we can't always act like the cops are the enemy. Sometimes they are. Sometimes they're involved in wrongdoing. But oftentimes, so are the citizens, folks. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
What's so special about the Get Prepared Expo? Imagine having the opportunity to learn from some of the best preparedness and survival instructors available today. The faculty of USAPrepares.com. Imagine meeting your radio instructors all in one place. The last weekend in March. Imagine having lunch or dinner at a table with your instructors. And the cost? $10.80. Imagine having your favorite instructors autographing and personalizing your new books. Imagine buying Berkey water filters at deep discounts. The lowest price in the country. Imagine buying freeze-dried, long-term storage food at the lowest price in the country. You don't have to imagine. This is real. It's at the Get Prepared Expo, the biggest and best preparedness expo there is, March 27, 28, and 29 in Lebanon, Missouri. One-day tickets are $8 on the website, getpreparedexpo.com. Getpreparedexpo.com.
A backpack is more than just a bag. It's a statement. Whether you're a student or professional, are traveling the world, or commuting to work, Teton Sports offers a wide variety of backpacks, each of which is lightweight and durable. The book bag backpacks weigh only 1.5 pounds and come in solid pink, blue, red, or black. The session bags have eye-catching designs, adding a touch of style in pink and white or in black. Each is great for kids or adults who need a versatile, resilient, and eye-catching bag. The professional and the executive are sleek, sturdy backpacks with numerous uses. Whether you're hiking in the mountains or packing for an important business trip, these bags have plenty of room. Not only are the backpacks comfortable and lightweight, but they're large enough to fill all your needs. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, duffels, tents, cots, camp pads, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
A year ago, I was realizing that I was in serious problems with my heart. You know, I had these chest pains and so on. I realized that I had to do something and quick. I didn't want to go the medical route. So I started in doing some investigating, and somebody told me about these heart drops. I got on the heart drops prescribed dosage. Within 2 weeks, I immediately started seeing the results. This is working. I'm going to stick with it. I can't deny the fact that when I got on the heart drops initially, there was immediate help, an immediate turnaround.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Yeah, so this guy repeatedly punched himself in the face, ladies and gentlemen. The problem is he didn't know he was being taped, and he tried to blame it on the cops. And, well, the cops just released the video and laughed at him and went, "You're crazy." Well, a lot of times the problem is the evidence is not so clear on what really happens, Kurt. But no matter what, people are jumping to conclusions when it comes to police abuses so quickly now. And people are so against the cops every time. That I fear we've gone, there's this pendulum, right? And it goes one way or the other. We've gone way too far one side. What we need to do is look at every case individually and try to dig in and find out what really happened, to try to stand on principle, try to stand on the side of truth, try to stand on the side of peace, morality, and base our understanding and our beliefs on principle. Okay, this guy that punched himself in the face and then blamed the cops, I mean, come on. The problem is people get this bad rap against the cops, and oftentimes when I dig into the details, I find out it's not as we were told. Let me give you an example of how viral this goes when it comes to the cops, Kurt. There's a restaurant, and this story is several months old, but I had it here in my list, and I just have not been able to get to it, but I got to get to it today because it relates completely. It's a several-month-old story, so don't contact me and say, "Sam, that story was in the news a long time ago." I know. It was in the news several months ago, okay? However, here's the headline. Restaurant mixed up in Facebook flap. Now, Kurt, you've been to this restaurant. It's in Santaquin, Utah. It's a mom-and-pop restaurant, Kurt, and they're facing major online backlash after a now-fired employee put an incendiary post, listen carefully, on his own webpage. On his own Facebook page. Okay, that drew outrage against the restaurant. Now, the restaurant did its very best to make things right, but that's still not enough. Look, it's called Leslie's Family Tree. It's in Santaquin, Utah, and they serve incredible scones. I'm telling you right now, they're as big as your plate. They're fantastic. The restaurant also has a history of what they call paranormal activity on the property, which makes it a regular attraction for ghost hunters, etc. Well, anyway, one of the cooks at the restaurant, Kurt, on his own Facebook page, I'm going to say that again, on his own Facebook page, posted a picture of what looks like a police officer on the ground, bleeding with a gunshot wound. And the caption said, This is what a good cop looks like. Now, Jody Nancy, she's the one that handles the public relations for the business, or the social media, if you will. She said the cook did acknowledge the inadvertent impact this post had on the restaurant, and even suggested that the employee be fired. Now, I get that the cook can put whatever he wants on his own Facebook page, okay? However, I would stand against putting such a violent message on your Facebook page, folks. And the restaurant, as a private business, can fire whoever they want to. And I support that. The restaurant put on their own Facebook page a post condemning the person's post about the cop. They also announced his termination at the restaurant, expressing that they believe in free speech. And they wanted to then provide meals for free to police officers as a way to say they, the restaurant, was sorry. They wanted to show the police how much they appreciate them. Not that that could ever be a bad thing, they first thought. What happened, though, was their first quell to try to, you know, simmer down the firestorm was met with even more outrage, and the issue escalated. So then people started posting, hey, you're going to give free food to murderers and kidnappers just because they wear badges? One man posted. And then they talk about this Darian Hunt guy who was the man that was killed. This guy got killed because he had a samurai sword. He got killed by the cops. They even waited on the dispute. And they blasted the restaurant's gesture on Facebook. It makes me sick. It seems so backwards, read the post, and messed up that people are rewarding the people that killed my nephew. Anyway, the battle goes on. And they say, wow, you're feeding the people that are doing this with free meals? So now the business then said, well, okay, we're going to take down our response. We also took down some additional posts. And now, continued negative reviews remain because of the cook's post in the first place. The Leslie Family Tree Facebook page usually gets about 75 views on its specials because it's a small town, but yet they got hundreds, literally thousands of reviews now. Now, in retrospect, the restaurant owner says, I probably wouldn't even have opened a Facebook account. We have always tried to respect everybody's freedom. We believe in free speech, so we're stuck between a hard spot and a hard spot. We just thought Facebook would be a good way to let our local people see our daily specials. We don't want to be in the middle of a fight or a war zone. And so what happened is this restaurant now is in the crossfire between this. Well, the cook hates the cops, puts on his Facebook page this photo of a cop down, shot, and he says, this is what a good cop looks like. In other words, hey, kill the cops message. The restaurant says, whoa, wait, we don't back that kill the cops message. So they try to offer free food to apologize to the police. Then people just come unglued and say, you're offering murderers with a badge free meals. And the debate rages on, Kurt. The debate absolutely rages on. And here's my problem. Here's my problem with this whole thing. People are just mixed up on all sides of these issues. Let me give you another quick example. There's an issue in Las Vegas, Kurt. I don't know if you've seen it, but a Las Vegas mom got shot. Killed. And at first, everybody was taking the side of the mom. By golly, these out-of-control people just shot poor innocent mom. And people even set up a GoFundMe page to fund the family for their loss. And they raised $6,000 plus until they found out there was more details to the case than met the eye first. And now it turns out that both sides, the murderers and the mom and her son, there was gunplay on both sides, Kurt. And both sides were overly aggressive. And it turned out they knew each other. So this story of this at first random, by golly, the aggressive shooters over a road rage incident killed poor mom. Now we find out not only do they know each other, not only were they both aggressive, not only were they both armed and shooting at one another, but they knew each other as well. And now the Facebook folks took down, I'm sorry, the GoFundMe folks took down the GoFundMe page claiming they were snookered because the parents didn't give adequate details about what really happened. Bottom line is now they have a suspect in custody. They don't believe it's the shooter, though. And they're digging in and gaining more information as we speak. But the bottom line is people have jumped on both sides of this to the wrong conclusions. What we've got now is an absolutely belligerent rainmaker media planting stories in the news before we know the facts to the point where people are taking sides and taking action and harming innocent people. In this punch yourself in the face over and over and over and blame the cops are innocent. When it comes to this Vegas shooting, the cops weren't even involved. They were called after. Somebody was dead. When it comes to a lot of the stories, the cops are guilty, folks. I'm not taking the side of the cops all the time. Many times the cops are guilty, folks, and they should be held accountable. No question. But what I'm saying, Kurt, is what we've got to do is we've got to somehow stop this hypersensitive belligerent. We're going to report everything the second we hear about it, and we're going to pick sides and just absolutely barbecue whatever side we disagree with before we have the reality check on the ground, if you will. It's a huge mistake. We need to learn to be patient for the who, what, when, where, why of a story. Find out the details of who's doing what to resolve the issues. Try to prevent the wheat with the tares scenario to where we don't know which is which. We've got to take a step back and be fair in our assessment, Kurt. And we've got to be reasoned based on who, what, when, where, why, the facts of a case. And we've got to focus on principle. In the Vegas case, look, whoever was shooting at each other was wrong over a road rage incident. Whoever was aggressive to go find the other person is wrong. The fact that someone's dead is a horrible tragedy. Murdering someone is wrong, but it may have been self-defense at that point. We don't know. So I'm telling you right now that we've got these situations where we jump to these crazy conclusions, Kurt, because of the modern day news cycle of immediacy, but we're missing key components of honesty and integrity, the rule of law and fairness and justice in the American way, the idea that people are innocent until proven guilty, not the other way around, et cetera, et cetera. And the problem is it's going against the police, but it's also going against innocent people. This restaurant just wants to sell food, Kurt. And they believe in free speech, and they just tried to make it right to everybody. And no matter what, they just can't win. It's a darned if you do, darned if you don't scenario. When we get back from this short pause, I want Kurt to respond. We've got a whole lot more news that Edwards refused to use straight ahead on your radio. Sam and Kurt on a Freedom Loving Fantastic Friday. Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kurt Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kurt Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test, free, scientifically proven today.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages, American Heritage School in American Fork.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
This quick rush to judgment without the facts against the cops, or with the cops against the people, is creating, in my opinion, a huge problem in America. It's a divide and conquer tactic that's dangerous as all get out. Kurt, your thoughts?
Well, you're right on target, Sam. You know, it's always bad to rush to judgment without the facts, but it seems to be a pretty standard practice, doesn't it?
Yeah, I agree. I just want to tell people that that's why a lot of times people kind of think, man, Sam, you're not talking about a story that's just hot in the news. And people kind of think, well, Sam, you're not really up to date on what's going on, buddy. You ought to read the story and get a clue. No, trust me. I probably read more news than anybody you know. I'm not trying to be rude. I'm just telling you. Ask Kurt and ask the people that are closest to me. They know. Sam Bushman probably reads more news than anybody you know. I'm caught up on
the
stories.
Well, except for watching all that TV, you know, how you always have to watch TV. And then, you know, sitting back on your in your easy chair and having the, you know, those nice little leaves, you know, with your servers around you and stuff like that. I mean, in your other time, you're reading news, right?
Yeah, good point. Now, the point that I want to get at, though, Kurt, is I'm caught up on a lot of these stories, Kurt. I really am. The reason that I don't report on them often is because I think there's more to the story than meets the eye, or I think the early viewpoint on that story is going to go off the rails, or I think we're missing critical facts to where it's premature to discuss the story, Kurt. And raising $6,000+ for this poor mom that got shot, and believe me, it's sad that she got shot. Don't misunderstand me. I'm not mocking the situation. But to raise $6,000 and defend the mom, only to realize that there's a whole lot more information there than meets the eye, just tells me we've jumped the gun. Is that an appropriate term I can use in this case? Jumped the gun. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I oftentimes hold off on stories because I want details. A lot of people went off on this Bob Estep story, too. And I waited and waited and waited and waited. And you know what? Bob Estep should have never been tased. However, it's going to be about impossible to prove criminal mischief or criminal intent by the cop. It was certainly a situation gone wrong. Certainly, Bob Estep might push for civil accountability, and, you know, he should. But we got to be very careful of who we start to blame. Okay, Joey Kyle, the sheriff there, good friend of mine. I've talked to him personally about this story in detail. He has not been asked to investigate this issue by either side, either by Bob Estep at his attorney's side and or by the prosecution of the cop's side. And his hands are tied. He's asked if he should investigate, and people say, no, don't need you to. Well, if you're the sheriff, how are you going to investigate when both sides tell you no? Okay, this is the problem that we're facing, folks. It's a serious problem. Now, Kurt, I'm almost thinking about writing a rap song. I'm gonna need your help. Kurt Crosby's an incredible rapper, folks. Did you know that? Now, the rap song might have something to do with Reagan-esque, Kurt. What do you think?
Uh-huh. Well, you remember...
You ever heard that song from Maroon 5, kind of like Moves Like Jagger? You ever heard that, Kurt, song?
I might have, but
Maroon 5
now,
has a song, Moves Like Jagger, and it talks about, you know, Mick Jagger, the Rolling Stones, is dancing moves, and I got moves like Jagger, okay? I'm telling you right now, people have moves like Reagan, Kurt, just saying.
Well, yeah, you remember, I think it was yesterday or maybe the day before, that we talked about how Walker was cruising into, what was it, New York or something, and going to meet with some big, you know, Reagan conservatives, you know, the guy that did the laugher curb, you know, and that's not mentioned to make you laugh. But anyway, and a number of other guys. So then it kind of looked like, hey, man, he was the Reagan guy, right? And so today we see the Talking Points Memo.com boys with this piece on Christie Turf. Walker compares himself to Reagan. And then, right behind it, or, you know, close to it, you see the Newsmax piece where it says, Jeb Bush, a Reaganite? Oh, yes, he is. So, you know, that's, right now, it's a, I guess you could say, hurry up and see who can be, you know, called Reagan to see who's the next, I guess you could say, anointed one among the Republicans.
But, Kurt, can I be rude for a minute? Can I just be absolutely blunt? Can I be historically accurate?
No, we're going to just change the whole program now.
All right. Here's the problem. Who on earth would want to be a Reagan, Kurt? Reagan didn't do anything hardly of conservative nature. Reagan didn't roll back government at all, Kurt.
Well, here's the way.
Reagan was an actor. Reagan was a Democrat, and Reagan converted to be a Republican to get elected, Kurt. Okay, Reagan didn't do anything to downsize government, really, to speak of at all. And everything you can point to, don't call me and tell me, well, Reagan did this, and Reagan did that, and Reagan tried to do that, and Okay, because look, we had more debt, more government, more abuse under Reagan than prior to that in government history. And it's just escalated from there, regardless of which party's in power. But Reagan was no hero, Kurt. Was he?
Well, I can tell you this, that for those of us who, I guess you could say, were in the early days of the Rush Limbaugh world and,
no, we're,
you know,
in 2015,
that kind of stuff,
Kurt.
That we were. I'm talking about, you know, back then, Sam.
Yeah.
This is the early 80s, you know, when Ronald Reagan was there. And according to, you know, folks that attended the fundraising event in New York with the Wisconsin governor, Scott Walker, they likened his push, he likened his push, this Scott Walker's push, to cut down on collective bargaining rights for public sector employees to the late President Ronald Reagan's fight with the federal air traffic controllers back in the early 80s. The potential candidate, they say, speaking at a breakfast of major Republican donors in Manhattan, argued that his push to roll back the collective bargaining rights of public service employees in Wisconsin was in the same vein as Reagan's fight with air traffic controllers back in the 80s. So this is all according to the Washington Post. Now, they don't give an exact quote of what he said, but they cited anonymously, you know, and that's where you get your best sources from, people named anonymous. They cited and said that Walker argued that Reagan's fight was, the way of showing strength to the Soviet Union as well. Now, when you look at what he did in Wisconsin, I'm talking about Walker, that is impressive. And I've got to say that, you know, anybody that can take on, you know, both the government and the unions at the same time and, you know, seem to win, that is impressive. What I find interesting about these two stories, and then, you know, I'll comment about Reagan, but I find it interesting is... everybody's wanting to be a Reagan because in the, quote, Republican world, Reagan is held up as a hero, number one, because of that, but I think a lot because he did promote this idea that, you know, was, I guess, brought up by this Laffer guy that said that, hey, if you lower taxes, the percentage that you're going to take from people, then it will encourage more people to work. They called it trickle-down economics and all that kind of stuff. But it will encourage more people to work because they have more to gain. And then you end up with a greater amount of money even coming into the government.
In other words, a bigger pie.
Yeah, there's a bigger pie for everybody to have. And then, you know, government's percentage slice of it is smaller than it was, but the
overall
pie is
the numbers
bigger,
are bigger.
The government gets more. Yeah.
And see, I say that has truth in it, but in that also sells the lie, in my humble opinion, because it's historically inaccurate. Now, it's not inaccurate to say if you lower taxes, that's a good thing. But it is inaccurate to say that if you lower taxes, everybody gets more. Well, it depends on what taxes you're lowering, Kurt. And it depends on what regulations you couple with the lowering of those taxes. And it depends on a variety of factors. You can't just say lowering taxes is a good thing. I'll give you an example. They've basically lowered the tariffs, the indirect tax, the constitutional tax in America to virtually zero. It's called free trade, and it's an absolute disaster. It doesn't make the pie bigger at all, Kurt. While they've raised income and property taxes, which are basically straight out of the Communist Manifesto. Okay, so it all depends on the devil's in the details, Kurt, on how true that statement really is. So I appreciate lower taxes. I appreciate the idea that, hey, if government, backs off and gets out of the way, that's a good thing. I'm just not sure that's what Reagan preached. When it comes to Scott Walker, you know what? Fighting the unions, I give him absolute credit for that and good for him. However, again, these are drop-in-the-bucket issues when it comes to the problems America faces. I'm not saying we shouldn't fight these battles. What I am saying is there are more important battles to fight, and everybody trying to jump on the Reagan bandwagon. Well, I can tell you, we can drill into it next hour with Scott Bradley and see what he says, but I'm saying to you that Ronald Reagan was no constitutional hero. That's all I'm telling you, and I suggest that history is on my side. All right, thanks for being alongside for the ride. Hour one in the can, hour two coming up. It is a freedom-loving fantastic. We're taking America back Friday. And we're doing so. You can listen to the radio, turn any phone into a radio, anytime, anywhere, any phone. Smile and dial 712-432-5339. That's 712-432-5339. We can restore America with the grace of the Almighty. This nation shall endure.